Cosmic Praise by Douglas Ruska in Brighton, Massachusetts. In Islam, minarets broadcast the call to prayer. Cosmic praise, while perhaps evoking a similar spiritual response, primarily seeks to issue a call to curiosity, inviting those entering to ponder the mind-expanding depths of the universe. Imagine crossing the Silk Road through the deserts of Central Asia on your way to the far and fabled East. The buildings and people, food and customs, the very landscape itself are all novel and peculiar. In the distance, beyond the featureless wasteland, an apparition emerges, a wavering, shimmering tower emitting mysterious flashes of light from its pinnacle. The slow plodding of your fire-breathing art camel brings you to endlessly closer, gradually transforming the hypnotic mirage into the slender spire of a minaret, something you've read about in the journals of others, but never before witnessed with your own eyes. At the base, you see an entrance. Your curiosity piqued, you enter and climb up, hoping to discover the invitingly strange, flickering light viewed from afar. As you step onto the platform high above the ground, you are awed by the view. You turn to investigate a crackling sound behind you, and you come face to face with a crystal vessel, all that is separating you from a simple structure containing what appears to be a miniature lightning storm. What magic is happening here? Is this a portal to another dimension? Within this strange vessel hangs an arrangement of numerous metal plates connected by audible trails of sparks every few seconds. Puzzled, you glance around for any kind of explanation, and looking up, you see in every language known to the makers descriptions of what is before you. You slowly realize that this device is making visible to you the invisible force that permeates the very fabric of the universe. You stand witness to visible echoes of distant cataclysms, the birthing spasm of supernova, the titanic outpourings of galactic collisions, and the final gasps of dying stars. You find yourself humbled in the presence of a device that introduces you to the empirical reality of cosmic rays. Our lives are perpetually bathed in a rain of subatomic particles passing through ourselves, our homes, and deep into the Earth. The sources of these cosmic rays are enormously energetic processes in distant parts of the universe. Ordinarily, they are invisible, but with a spark chamber, they can be seen. A spark chamber is an early type of particle detector used in the mid-1900s. It's comprised of a stack of metal plates in a sealed box with a gas such as helium or neon. If high enough voltage is applied to the plates, as cosmic rays go through the box, they are rendered visible as a line of sparks that follow the trajectory of the rays. Thus, mere mortals can see the detritus of the galaxy. This stunning physical realization of galactic phenomena inspires a range of emotions. Awe, amazement, insignificance, and even fear are felt as the viewer ponders their place in the cosmos. Perhaps, returning from contemplation of the distant reaches of our galaxy, their view will turn inward, reconnecting with their humanity and the universe of thought and emotion that lies within. Cosmic praise indeed.